Two new laws will shape the future of Maryland's craft beer industry. One allows brewers to make and sell more beer. Another loosens provisions on contracts between brewers and wholesalers. WAMU's Esther Chamakili reports the changes mean craft beer enthusiasts will see more of their favorite drinks in stores around the Washington region.
If you ever get accepted into Brendan and Bailey O'Leary's inner circle, they'll name a beer after you. The owners of True Respite Brewing Company in Rockville have an entire series of beers inspired by close friends and family. There's Button and Muffin, pet names of a couple of their employees, and It's Too Foggy, a phrase uttered by their sassy toddler when she doesn't get her way.
She loves it. Every time she comes in the tap room, she points at it and tells everyone, "That's my beer!"
True Respite's Inner Circle series could expand in the future, not because the O'Learys are taking on more friends, but because the Brewery Modernization Act, which took effect July 1st of this year, will allow them and other brewers to make and sell more beer. The law increases the amount of beer brewers can sell in their tap rooms from 2,000 barrels per year to 5,000 barrels, which is still the lowest cap in the country. It also raises the amount brewers can self-distribute. Bailey O'Leary says this could be a boon for the state's craft beer industry, which has a lot of room for economic growth.
Maryland has a pretty average number of breweries per capita if you compare us to the rest of the country. But in 2018, Maryland was 50th in economic impact from breweries. That's terrible.
O'Leary is referring to data compiled by the Brewers Association of America, an industry trade group. Maryland has about 118 craft breweries with an estimated per capita economic impact of $200 million. By comparison, D.C. has about a dozen breweries with an estimated economic impact of $393 million. Kevin Addix is executive director of the Brewers Association of Maryland. He says craft beer is a net positive.
Because the margin on craft beer is better, a craft beer consumer is a more reliable, engaged customer. They're interested in trying new things. They're not afraid to spend $12 to $15 a six-pack.
And those consumers are becoming more active in Maryland politics. Addix says a younger demographic in Annapolis is helping to push through new laws allowing the craft beer industry to thrive. The beer franchise law, which goes into effect January 1st, essentially dictates the terms by which a brewery can terminate a contract with a wholesaler. Addix says this law is something several Maryland brewers pushed for.
We've got probably 60 breweries that are in some form of distribution. A large number of them have had disagreements with their wholesalers and have attempted to get out and have not been able to get out of their relationship.
As it stands, if a brewer wants to break a contract with a wholesaler, they need to give 180 days notice and show good cause as to why they want to leave. The contract is then subject to arbitration. The new beer franchise law removes the good cause provision and lowers the notice time to 45 days. Brendan O'Leary says the law provides brewers more freedom to self-distribute.
The pros of being self-distributed is you don't have to pay margins to anyone. You control your product from grain in a bag all the way until kegs hooked up to a tap at a retailer. Or cases on a shelf.
There are also pros to using a wholesaler, O'Leary says. True Respite is using one to help expand into other states. The trick is finding the right partner, like a marriage. One wholesaler told me the beer franchise law won't hurt her business, and others say the same. Some distributors say the law will only improve relationships with craft brewers by easing some of those wedding day tensions. For WAMU, I'm Esther Chamakili.